The new Hamas government has been in charge in the West Bank and Gaza for just over a month, and it's under intense financial and diplomatic pressure. There are also growing tensions between Hamas and its rival Fatah movement, tensions that have already spilled over into violence. NPR's Linda Gradstein has more.
At a May Day rally in the West Bank town of Ramallah, many Palestinian workers said their situation is worse today than ever before. The salaries of some 160,000 public sector workers, teachers, policemen, government employees, haven't been paid in 2 months since the international community announced a financial boycott of the new Hamas government. Abdallah Abdallah, the chairman of the political committee in the Palestinian parliament, says more than a million Palestinians depend on these public sector salaries to live.
And if the salaries are not paid, then the corner store will not sell, then the taxi cab will not work, and then the economic cycle stops altogether. And we are on the brink of the dissolution of the whole system.
If that happens, he says, there could be chaos throughout the Palestinian territories. Abdallah is a high-ranking member of the Fatah movement, Hamas's main political rival and the big loser in January's Palestinian elections. He says he's concerned about growing tensions between Hamas and Fatah, especially in Gaza. Last month, clashes between the two groups left dozens wounded. Hamas then announced the formation of a new 3,000-strong police force in Gaza. Fatah promptly countered with its own new security organization. Hamas officials say they too are concerned by the recent tensions between the two groups. Abdul Jabbar Fuqaha, a newly elected Hamas member of the Palestinian Legislative Council, says Hamas is committed to talking with Fatah instead of fighting.
There is no way to sort out the disputes between Fatah and Hamas except through dialogue.
It has not been an easy first month for the Hamas government. But Hamas officials, like Abdul Jabbar Fuqaha, say the pressures both from within the Palestinian territories and from the international community were expected. Fuqaha insists the new government is coping. At the same time, Fuqaha, one of the younger, more moderate members of Hamas, says he believes the group will eventually have to change its outlook. And he acknowledged that Hamas leaders are now discussing the possibility of indirectly recognizing Israel in hopes of meeting one of the key demands of the international community.
Now we can see that there are signs of within Hamas to accept the Arab initiative, which implicitly recognized the state of Israel.
That initiative, which came out of an Arab summit in 2002, calls for a full Israeli withdrawal from the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem in exchange for peace and Arab recognition. Palestinians seem divided about how well they think the new Hamas government is doing. At an upscale Ramallah mall, Anfal and Abdurrahman Abu Ras say they voted for Hamas, and so far they think it's doing a good job. Abdurrahman wants Hamas to stick to its principles.
Hamas will not surrender to all of the pressures on it. There are principles that Hamas will not relinquish.
But other opinions are also heard here. Jamil Sajadia is one of those Palestinian civil servants who haven't been paid in 2 months. To make some money, he works part-time in a stationery store in the mall. He says Hamas must learn to be realistic.
There is no way out for Hamas but to come out of this siege through recognition of Israel.
Linda Gradstein, NPR News.